mind. But if he dumps it directly into the water of the mind, but if he dumps it on the ground, and then 5 minutes later, so the two waters combine, then he does not have a beginning of mind. This is the second pshat. We say, ובעיקר מים פירו שהמשנה לא יד מס המים דווקא כהן למים הנמשוכים ונגדים מן המים נמה שייך ובין מרן המשנה בשיח המים ועיקר המים ואיפשר שכוס הפחן הלימות העיר תדדים על המים שורים מחוץ למים הניגורים מהמים ונספשתו השורים ונוגו במים הניגורים מהמים תכון כאי גב נאפלוני אם בגום עשה מים עצמי לא נסבטו מבי המים alright so that is so we have before we mention three shittes, then we have the shittes Rambam according to the first Moshe because the Mishneh is a fourth shittes. Then we have the shittes Rambam according to the second pshat because Mishneh Bes Yosef is a fifth shittes. Then the Ran and the Dori, he explains the Rambam. His own shittes is that it doesn't make any difference between dumping the water into the Gumeh or into the Hemshech HaMayim. The only difference is between the original area and the extended area. And he's only controlling, that's his own shita. But he, in that one, he also discusses shita saramba. And he's made it that according to the Ramba, so there is a difference between kosher and mitayah v'zechli, zechli. But he says, like the first question because of the Mishneh, that according to the Ramba, the ratio of the Mishneh of Nadu has reference to the case where he dumped the water into the Gumeh, but where is the context of Mishneh's first lotion? So it has reference to the Rambam, doesn't distinguish between the original area and the extended area. So the Ram says, that according to the Rambam, even if he dumps the water into the Gumeh, so it only becomes bottled in the Mayon, because in Gimel, Mayon, the whole Advorim, even to be retired as a clean, only in regard to the original area. But in regard to the extended area, even if he dumped the water in the Gumeh, but in the extended area where water was not flowing before, so now that it does flow, it does not have a deal of Mayon of Haladvorim. But only regarding the tire of the whole shoe, not regarding the tire of the shoe. That's the Ranji. So we have a six sheet. In other words, so we have three different shotim in the shita. In the Shittes Ram. Now, as a matter of fact, the Ramban, so one Lashon is like the Raive, and another Lashon that is Shite is like the Pshat of the Ram in the Ramban. All right. Now, so we have, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. Now, what is the Shite of the Rabbi the Pinchos, that the Ritvo in Dori mentioned. We discussed all the shittes. Now, what is the shitte of Rabbi the Pinchos? The shitte of Rabbi the Pinchos is that when the Mishneh says, Mayon Shu Moshech Kinado, Ribo Vimshiche Yareu Moshehoyo, so Ribo doesn't mean that it's Robu Nitzvina Vazekhoi, Ribo means he added, he supplemented. Marve, what does Marve mean? Marve does not necessarily mean that the ribu, the addition was more than what was contained before. No, Marvin means he added. He was Macy. But he was Macy for only a meal, in other words, and it's still Robu Zechlan HaNesi. In the case where it's Robu Neitvin Ala Zechlin, so then it certainly does not have a deal of a Mayon to be Mitayah Bezechlin. But even in the original area, but when the Mishneh says Mayim Shemoshe Kenado Ribo means he added, but in Miut of Mayim he added, and then Vimshichem. So Hareyu Kmoi Shoyo. So in the original area, inasmuch as it's Robu Zeichu El Aneitrin, so it has a deal of Mayim Tzitayah Bezeichu. So in other words, so then according to the Rabbi Pinchos, that's the brother of the Rav, of the Ritva's Rebbe. So, according to Rabbi Pinchas Pshat, the Mishneh Gimel is expressive of the same halacha as Mishnah. Only Mishnah Ves, there is an apparent spirit between Mishnah Gimel of Nadal and Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel of Nadal says that Ariyot Mojoyo, even if it's Robonate Lazechwin. And Mishnah says, Ein Rapsodek Lazechwin Shabla Nathan, but Robonate Lazechwin. So it's not the Tire Zechwin. So he says, no, it's Haida Ha. When Mishnah Gimel says, Mayash Yomoshach Ginadol, so Ribo Vim Shichai means Ribo my Mayimotim, not Merubi, not Rome. So in the end, the major portion of the water is still of the Menayot. So in such a case, Hareyut Moshe Hoyo, in regard to the original area, so Hareyut Moshe Hoyo. And when Rav Tzadik says, Rav Tzadik Allah Zekwen Shalom Allah Nezvin, so it's also in regard to the original area. So why do we have to mention two separate halachas, two separate mishnas? The answer is, according to the Rabbi Pinchas, Mishnah Gimel, Perkei Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah of Nadal, it deals with Mayon, and Mishnah of the Rav Tzadik deals with No. But it's the same halacha, not as according to the Rosh. So the halachas are different. But it's the same halacha. In other words, only by Hobo Zekwan Anethi, but if Hobo Zekwan Anethi is even the original area, it's not the entire Zekwan. Mashenke, but nowadays, but Mishker Zion, Perikalas Mishne Zion, says, Revilement, Mayan Shemino Morgan, Vishrobo of Mayan Shurim, Vishoven Mishker Zion, and Zeyon, Ulemayon, we have you been Hosho, for Hosho. There it is referenced also, the Rabbi Pinchas says, so it is referenced to the case where it is which Rabbi of my children, doesn't mean Rabbi of my children, that the major portion was my children, Rabbi of the edit, and the major portion at the end consisted of the Mayim, of the Min Mayim. So why does it say in Perikalos Mishne Zayin that it retired in Shmeiren, and in Perik Hei Mishne Gimel it says Hareyot Mishoyo. So he says the answer is the ratio of Perik Hei Mishne Gimel, the Rabbi Pinchas says, has reference to the original area. So in the original area, if it's Robo Zechon or anything, so it's retired Zechon. But the Mishne of Perik Aleph Mishne Zayin has reference to the extended area. So in the extended area, even if it's Robo Zechon or anything, it's still not retired Zechon. Why? So Rabbi Pinchas says, because of Maratai. Because people will not know. In the original area, people will not make a mistake. And they will know that this is Meimayon. It's not that the person just dumped Mayim Shurim. Because they know that water from that Mayon always flows there. But in the extended area, people are not aware of it. So if we want to be Matia, be Zechon in the extended area, in any case where it's Robo Zechon HaNetzin, so people make a mistake and they'll think that Zechon, that all Netzin is Mitayah Zechon. They wouldn't know that here it's Robo Zechon HaNetzin. So because of that Maratayim, the Chachamim passed. So that's like what? I said it. Then there is the Shita of the Marik. Then there is the Shita of the Marik, and the Marik says he agrees with Rabbi Pinchas, the Marik. In other words, that when the Mishnah Nadal says, Mayon Shemoshak Nadal Ribo, so when it says Ribo Vimshiche Areuk Meshehoyo, so it doesn't mean Ribo, that it's Robo Neitzin or Azechon, but Robo Zechon or Neitzin. Not Neitzin or Azechon. If it's Robo Neitzin or Azechon, so then it's never Metayav Azechon. But when it says Ribo, it means that Ribo he added water. He dumped water. He added. There was an addition, a supplement of water. But the major portion consisted of the original Meimayon. So then, in the original area, so Areuk Moshoyo, it's Mitayah Zechon. And when Perikalech Mishne Zayin says Lebailo me mayo shimim moti. Vishavobu olo mayim shuvi. Shovel mikve. Retire the shmeo mayo ad hocho. It's not retire the zechli. So it also has reference to the case of Robu Zechla and Leitvi, but not the original area, but the extended area. So in the extended area, so it's retired the shmeo, not the zechli. Now what shita is this? So it was the eighth shita, right? Okay. Now, so it's like the Rabbi Pinchas, but there is one difference between the shita of Rabbi Pinchas and the shita of the Marik. According to Rabbi Pinchas, as far as the original area is concerned, so Rabbi Pinchas and the Marik have the same shita. That in other words, that in the original area, only it's Rabbi Zechor HaNetri. So it's Vitaya B'Zechon. Not if it is Robu Netri Nala Zechon. Only in the case of Robu Zechon Nala Netri, not in the case of Robu Netri Nala Zechon. But the machlokes between the difference between Rabbi Pinchas and the Marik is in regard to the extended area. And if it's Robu Zechon Nala Netri, so both of them say that it's not Vitaya B'Zechon. But according to Rabbi Pinchas, it's not Vitaya B'Zechon, in Rabbonon, because of Marisayim. According to the Marik, it's not entirely the Zeichu in the Reis. And the Marik's worry is that in the extended area, in view of the fact that until you dumped water into the Mayim, so you didn't have any water flowing. All of a sudden, now you have water flowing in the extended area, so mainly it cannot have a din of May Mayim, because it didn't result from a natural springing of water, you see. So it resulted from the fact that you dumped water. You dumped water. So Mele, Midraisi does not have a din of Mei Mayim. That's the difference between Rabbi Pinchas Shite and the Marik Shite. According to Rabbi Pinchas, so in the extended area, it's possible, even with Zeichlin, Merubin La'anetvin, because according to Rabbi Pinchas with Rabbanon, and according to Marik with Raisis. So that's the eighth sheet. And then we have the ninth sheet, and that's the Rash. And I mentioned the Rash to the end. Actually, I mean, you should mention it at first, because we learned the Rash and then the Mishneh, because he's the biggest Machmir. He's the biggest Machmir. So the Machmirima, the Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Pinchas and the Marik and the Rash, but the Rash is the biggest Mach. So now the Rash, how does the Rash explain the Mishnah of Nadu? The Mishnah of Nadu explains as follows: Mayon shu moshoch kinadu. Really, we mshich harek nishoyo. Not that he dumped water. You see, according to most Rishonim, it means he dumped water merubi, my merubi. So it's Rabbanit Lazech. Still it's Arek Mishoy. According to the Marik and the Rabbi Pinchas, he didn't dump my merubi, but my noti, he dumped. But L'chol HaPochesi, even according to them, the Mishneh deals with a case where he dumped my noti, not rob water, my noti. But he says no, that the Mishneh suffers the case where he didn't dump a drop of water, nothing. He just dug new channels. So he manipulated that the water that was running through the original channel should be extended into new channels. Until he dug the new channel, so it only was flowing in this area. Now that he dug a new channel, so it started to flow in new areas. So he started to flow in new areas. So he says, so in such a case, Mayim shehu noshach kenado, ribo v'imshichei hareyu k'mo shehoyu. In other words, so it's Mitaya B'Zechlin. So it's Mitaya B'Zechlin because he didn't have any new water. Mashe'im kei, the Mish, Perikalev Mishne Zayin, when it says, Limaylo mehen, Mayon shemeim of muotin, v'sherobu ol of mayim shuvim, so he shomer in mikveh, so there it has reference to a case where where he dumped water, but my Morty. So in such a case, it's not mitaya. It's not mitaya. It's not mitaya. So in other words, so the extended area where it didn't flow before, and now it started to flow. Why? Because he dumped water, even though it's my motim. So then it's not mitaya bezeh. It's not mitaya bezeh. All right. Now the Rash, let's say. Who you aiming? No. Moshe Kenav, Shemim of Zechus, in Kimisar, Ribol of the Wish Ribol of Maim Shulim, Tim Kilo Yomitaya of Zechus, Kit Nalil Bishif Kame, El Ribol of Anishos of Brechis, Lechola Mikenis, Shoy Melich, Vinismale Kolachas Mai, Hareuk Moshe Hoyo. So he didn't dump any water at all, not in my water, nothing. So Ariyuk Mishoyo, so he says, the Bimokim Shoyo Meim of Zechli, Keinem Sheribo Aleyen, V'yechivom, Shom Mitaya B'Zechli, U'minat Zdodin Mitaya Rala Beshver. So I mean, he's the biggest machmir. That's the ninth sheet, he's the biggest machmir. More machmir than the Marik, and more machmir than Rabbi Pinchas. Because he says that even if he didn't dump any water, he just dug new channels, so it's only mitaya b'zeichlin in the place where it was flowing before, but in the place where before it wasn't flowing, even though he just manipulated that it should start to flow, so it's not mitaya b'zeichlin. So from this Rash, it's mashma. That according to the Rash, I mean that child about the bear, a well, whether it has a deal of mayon, it's mitaya b'zeichlin or not. So most poskim say that it is mitaya b'zeichlin. There is a Chuvas Marik, that it is mitaya b'zeichlin. Even though the Marik himself says that where you dump mute of water, so only in the original area it's mitaya b'zeichlin. But in the extended area, you're not mitaya b'zeichlin. But still he says that a well is mitaya b'zeichlin. Why? Because a well, you don't dump any mine stream altogether. You just dig, and you extend the flowing of the main mayon. In other words, you dig until you reach a mayon, and then it starts flowing in a new channel. So there's the Marik Shite. There's the Marik Shite, because according to the Marik, so when do we say that in the extended area it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin, if the extended area is a result of dumping my Netvin, my Mshuvim, Mashenkin, if you just dig, well, you just dig, but according to the Rash, so even if you didn't dump any water, and you just dug new channels, so in the new places where the water wasn't flowing before, so it's not mitaya b'zeichlin. So that means according to the Rash, a well is not mitaya b'zeichlin. What is mitaya b'zeichlin? Only a mayon, where it naturally flows. But if it flows because of human intervention, because you dug channels, it's not a natural flowing, so then it's not mitaya b'zeichlin. So that's the ninth shita. So actually, so there are nine different shitas. But most v'shenim now, this is the Ritvo himself. First, he mentions the shita of his rabbi's brother, Rabbi Pinchos, the Rosh brother, and then he mentions the shita of the Ro. Now the shita of the Ro is like the shita of Raivin. He says that when the Mishnah of Nadal says that Ma'im Shu Moshe Kenadol Ribo Vimshicha Areiv Mishoyo, Ribo means even if he dumped 1,000 times as much water as was originally contained there, so then it becomes bottom. And he even mentions the Moshe. The Ro even mentions the Moshe of Pashoki. So the halacha of Pashoki is that if you have let's say, a mikveh of Memsor, and then you dump a 1,000 son, or 10,000 son, or 100,000 son into it, so everything becomes in show. So here too, he says it doesn't make any difference. If you have a mayo, and then you dump water into there, so everything becomes bottled to the mayo. But, so that, and it's entire Zechli, and then the Mishneh, that says, in Perikalik, which is Zion, that says, Litaya Beshbeiren, has reference to the extended there. Yes, so that's like the Shidah Sarai. All right, anyway. So that's not a new Shidah. So now, but most Rishayim hold that in the original area, even if it's Robo Neitvin Alazechli, so it's Litaya Beshbeiren. Now, one would expect the Mechaber and the Ramor to pass like most Rishayim. But how does the Mechaber pass? He says in Sipes, Mimayum mitar in Abizechu, Mechomim mitar in Elovesh Beirem, Hoyu Azechu in Amayum misalvin im Aneitvim, Shechim Shomim, Harim, Hare Hakil ki Mayum michol dovo, Vim Robu Aneitvim, Elovesh Beirem, וכן אם רובו מקשום עם המיינו, אם מיתר עם מזכו אין אלו באש בירן. And then the Ramor is only mentions another shit in connection with no, but in connection with Mayon, in connection with the spring, he doesn't mention another shit. Like, who does he pass from the Mechaber? We have nine shittes. We have the shit of the Ram, we have the shit of the Raivet, we have the shit of the Rosh, we have the shite, then we have three shites in the Rambam. The first Loshen in the case of Mishneh, second Loshen in the case of Mishneh, the Ranz Pshat in the Rambam. And then we have the shite, of course the shite of the Rosh, we have the distinguishes between the Mayon and the Nor. And then we have the shite of Rabbi Pinchos, and then we have the shite of the Marik, and then we have the shite of the Rash. Like, who does he pass from the Mechaber? Now, does he pass like the Raive? Doesn't seem to pass like the Raive, because according to the Raive, so, and according to the Ram, so there is a distinction between the original area and the extended area. And in the original area, even if it's Robo Neitvin al Azeichlin, so it's entire Azeichlin. And he says, so he says, so then in that means even the original area. So he doesn't pass like the Raya. Does he pass like the Rambam? So if he passes like the Rambam, So even if it's Robo Neitvin Lazechli. So in other words, so according to the first pshat in the case of Mishneh, so then it all depends. If he dumps it into the gumi itself, so even if it's Robo Neitvin Lazechli, it's Mitaya Bezechli. Does the Mechaber mention that? That if he doesn't mention the case where he dumps the water into the gumi. He doesn't mention. And it's mashma from the Mechaber, it's mashma that im robu anitrin al azeichlin v'chein im robu meyachshomim al meyano im mitar im zeichlin al beshbeiren. So what does it mean? Im robu anitrin al azeichlin. That means in the original area. In the original area. So if it's robu anitrin al azeichlin, so in the time is Yechon Meshberet. So like, who does he pass? Obviously, he passes like either the Marik or Rabbi Pinchas. It's not clear. Because it appears from the Loshen of the Mechaber that he doesn't discuss an extended area. Because if he had discussed an extended area, he should mention it. He says, Hoyu Azeichlim Namayom Misalvim Anitrin Sheim Mikshomim, Harim Hakil Kim Mayon Lechodom. And if the Mechaber had discussed only no, so then we could say he passes like the Rosh. But the Mechaber explicitly discusses Mayon end nor, because he says vimrobo hanitvin la zeichli vichin imrobo mekshom al miyanor in mitarim vizeichli nelo baishbeinen. So he discusses two cases, the case of Mayon and the case of No. And in both he says that if it's Robo Hanetvi, Allah Zeichlin, so it's not Mitayah Bezeichlin. And it's Mashma that he deals with the original area, because he doesn't even discuss the extended area. He doesn't even discuss the extended area. So we have to say that he passes like the Marik. And so that's what we have to say. And then the Ramo says, V'chein nochi lehiris ulehachmir. And in parentheses he says, Marik. So what do we see? I mean that the Ramo himself understood the Mechaber as being machir like the Marik. Mimele, if it's like the Marik, V'chein nochi lehiris ulehachmir. In other words, he agrees with the Psak of the Mechaber. And he says, that's the way we have to pass like the Marik. I mean, even though most Rishonim don't agree with the Marik. And it seems, from the Ramo, it seems that it's not that the Mechaber passes like Rabbi Pinchas. Because according to Rabbi Pinchas, in the extended area, so long in Rabbono Mishmar HaSayim, it cannot be Taya Bezechli. But in the Raisa, it is Taya Bezechli. But according to Marik, it's in the Raisa. And he says, V'chei nochin lehiris lahachmir Marik. ותרומס הדשן שם, הוא שור אחרני, קוספו, ויש לאחמיה כשיחס הרם, וראש, וסייע איתו. Even though, I mean, the Rosh and the Marik represent two separate chites, but he mentions the Rosh too, because vis-a-vis, because the Mechaber discusses here, Mayon and Nor, and in respect to Nor, the Rosh Ite is that only if it's Robo Zeichlin Hanetvi. So that's why he mentions the Rosh. But actually, the Mechaber and the Ramo pass like the Marik. Pass like the Marik. I mean, and that's the... So, it's not the biggest Chumre, because there is one Shinis HaRishonim that is more Machmer than the Marik. That's the Rash. So the Mechaber and the Ramo don't pass like the Rash, but they pass like the Marik. Because even according to the Marik, so when do we say that in the extended area it's not entirely Zeichlin, only when it's Robu Zeichlin al Hanitvin, but there is Netvin, but Robu Zeichlin al Hanitvin, according to the Rash, without any water, without any Netvin, even if you just dig channels, new channels, so in the extended area where water wasn't flowing before, it's not entirely Zeichlin. So that he doesn't pass like the Rash, but he passes like the Marik. And then, אבל יש מתירים, לידוויל בינאריס, כל השונו בשעסק שומים, ואף שורש לוגים, וירובו הנדוויל על הזכלים, ושמדיקה גידל הנור, הוא ממקי מקרי, טור בשם רבנתם. So in other words, so he mentions another sheet that is Mekil, but the other sheet that is Mekil, that is peculiar, that applies only to Noor, not to Mayon, because that's Rabbetam sheet. What's Rabbetam sheet? Rabbetam passes like Shmuel. And Shmuel says, Naam Mikibim is Borech. So that's only Shayach by Noor, that's not Shayach by Mayon. So in other words, the Psak of the Mechaber and the Rabo in respect to Mayon, not no, is like the Marik. But in respect to no, so then the Mechaber doesn't pass like Rav Netam, he passes like Rav, that we can only be Tevi, it's only Mitaya Bezeichlin in the days, in the months, when the major portion of the water in the no consists of Memayon, not of Mechshomim, and Ramo mentions another shite that in regard to Noor, so we can rely on the shite of Rav Netam, who passes like Shmuel, that now Mikifin is Baruch. Now Mikifin is Baruch. This is what Ramo says. Aber yesh matirim vidu menaret kvashono, avish asak shomim, v'apshor ashlogim, v'robo hanetin ha-zeichlim, mishum diika gidu ha-noor, hu mimkei mikerim. וכן לא הגברים הפקמיס, במוקים שהם מקווה, Wenn lim khiz bi da ne yagin le hokil, ki yesh lem al mishi is mecho. So in other words, also marik. In other words, the marik himself, even though he's machmir vis-a-vis mayon, but vis-a-vis no. So he says in those places where there is a minik le hokil, so we can be made. We can be made. But the Ramon is only matir in the places where there is a minik of what to be made, to rely on the shita of Rav Netan. Now, let's see about no. So then, most Rishonim pass like Rav. So, the Gemara Dachmem in Nidorim, Dachmem with Aleph at the end of the Omer, Omer Rav, Nitre b'marobes ad Rav b'pros, u'plige di Shmuel, doma Shmuel nare mikip b'mizborech, u'plige di Shmuel ad Shmuel, di Omer Shmuel in amayim mitarim b'zeichlin, el pros b'yem tishre b'lvat. So, because of that, most Rishonim pass like Rav, because Shmuel himself, there is a machlokes between Shmuel and Shmuel. However, the Argesheni, the Rav Netan, and Rashi, and the Sefer HaTrumo, and the Smad, who passed like Rav Netan. Why did they pass like Rav Netan? After all, there is a cloud. Whenever there is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, so Hilchasik Rav be Isure, with Shmuel be Dine. And this is Isure, especially here when the Gemara says Upligeh Shmuel al Shmuel. So Shmuel himself, certain times agreed with the Shita of Rav because of the Gemara in Pcheres. So the Gemara says about a member of the Chachomim in Pcheres Dafnei, a member of the Chachomim, Komisayale Lomo Nikro Shmo Pros Sheporim Rovi. That's what the Chachomim say. The Chachomim just explained the meaning, the etymological meaning of pros. It's called pros because it reproduces water. So the Gemara says, Misayel Eli Shmuel, the Omar Shmuel, Na Mikifim Mizborich. So because of that, Rav Netan and the Smag and the Sifrat Trumo and Rashi, they pass like Shmuel. Even though the general rule is Hilchasik Rav Nisura. Because the Gemara says that the price of the Chachomim Loman Nikoshmoy Pros Shemeim of Borim Merovim is Messiah Lili Shmuel. Now, how about that? Rishonim, after all, I mean, Chachomim say Loman Nikoshmoy Pros Shemeim of Borim Merovim. So that's Messiah Lili Shmuel. So how can they pass like Rav when the Gemara says that these Chachomim corroborate the view of Shmuel? So they will say very simply. In other words, what does it mean? I mean, when he says that now we keep him his boy, so that means that for every measure of rainwater that comes in, it's compensated by water emanating from the tail. So it comes in from the tail. So many say, I think that the Golis Aliyah says it. It doesn't mean, it's not a machlei in. So what is it? A machlekes between Rav and Shmuel and Tzies? Whether for every ounce of rainfall water, so there is an ounce, there are 2 ounces of water emanating from the Tehain. So Shmuel says, that's the Mitzies, and Rav says, no, that's not the Mitzies, not Mistaba. But he doesn't mean that quantitatively for every measure of rainwater, so there emanates, you know, 2 measures of water from the tail. But that it means that since the knob has the potential of emanating water without a limit, so mainly it doesn't make any difference that at this moment there is a lot of rainwater, because the rainwater is a fleeting phenomenon. The rainfall is a fleeting phenomenon. Now there is a lot of rain, and then a week later, We will stop. Machine came. The potential of feminine water doesn't stop, never stops. So I'll begin. Even if at a certain moment, when you count up, you know, the volume of water, and you make an assessment, how much water is due to the water that emanated from the tail, and how much water is due to the rainfall. So at this particular moment, it might be that more water can be traced to the rainfall than to the Tehaim, but it doesn't make any difference because the rainfall is a fleeting phenomenon, whereas the potential of emanating water from its own source, this is a permanent phenomenon. So mainly it's always considered. This is what Shmuel says, and Rav says, no. So this is how Rav Mishenim who passed like Rav, even though the Gemara says Messiah is Shmuel, because it's not a Raya Brura to Shmuel, because Rav can also agree with Naam Mikifim Yisborech. But Rav says to Naam Mikifim Yisborech, but if at a certain time, let's say in a certain month, when there is an abundant rainfall, so quantitatively, so there is more rainfall water than tame water, so mainly in that particular month. So it's considered robonator as echli. And Shmuel says, no, since it has the potential of emanating water, release off without a limit, so even though in the particular month there is more rainfall water than tame water, so it's still considered as if the tehaim water is more. Obviously, it's not a question of quantity, it's a question of quality. That's the pshat. So mele, even according to Rav, so the Chachamim say, lo monish roshmoy prosh porim v'rovi, because the truth is, it is porim v'rovi. The question is, whether that porim v'rovi of the Nahar Pros, or of any river, Alpidin constitutes it as Robu Zechlin Alanitvin or not. Alright, this is what it is. Anyway, the most Rishenim don't pass like Shmuel, but there are some Rishenim who do pass like Shmuel, and Memele the Ramo is Mekil in certain Mekemes, who rely on the Psak of Rabbanatan, but only vis-a-vis Mayon, he is not Mekil. He is not Mekil. Now, let's see the Rosh. The Rosh, in Yilchas Mikrois, Simen Yud. Paragraph Yud. Paragraph Yud. Hazichlin kimayon. Vaneitin kimikve. Hei, lepsodik ala hazichlin, shirom vaneitin, shing sheri. Pirush nori shein zeichlin, arein kimayon litaya b'chol shu, ubischile vaneitin kimikshomin kimikve litaya b'shveirem. Utsrichen abo imso. Vahay metayim edabu im ishmul ferik mamishon, do mit lepanti mikroi vim enisim. Dichai shem orobunet ala hazichlin. Vinaneitin mitarim ischile. Garsinu mipreil ferik maizah beim etayra b'merim ayyevul shmei. שנאמר, ועל יובל נשאל אשר ראשו, ולא מניק ראש מפרו שמים אף פורם ורופים, מסייר לי שמואל, דיומה שמואל נער מקיב ונבלך, ופליג רב, דומה רב, עמי אומה רב, מתמרו וסעדה, סעדה רבית מרו וסעדה רב ופרוס, עבו לי שמואל ומקבו ימי מניס, ופצה לי מתישרה, סוב לקרב דומה מתמרו וסעדה רב ופרוס, שמגיעו בעלי תלה זכלם, ועבו לקשום עם רובי, ופליג לי די עד ידי, דומה שמואל המים מתאר וזכלם, ופולי מתישרה, ופוסק רב לטעם, זל. אבל גם דירה ועבוי נשמואל, כאן מכך מהם נשמואל למים טעם מזכלם. אלא פרוז מי מתישרה, ולא חכה מלכידו לשמואל, דומה נער מגיב ומילך. דמסייל לברייס את רב מאיר דמאיר ישמי. ואבל גם דירה בונם פליגה לי ואמר פרוש מי מקום מסייל מודו רב מאיר, שמי מפורם ורובי. So it's not חכונים, it's רב מאיר. But the Gemara says מסייל. דירה בונו הולי פליגה לי בסבור הזו דנער מגיב ומילך. ויחיל ליז בעיר ששמי פרוז מייטה מגופים. אבל שייך למי מלון נשמע פרוס, כי מרד מאה, לפי שיש לי שימח. ויהיה לו משמע רבונו, מגיב להמיים, ופרי ששכה בנה מדורש רד מאה, למחידה כל שמים עוד חודים מקל, פי שאין שמגד לו פי שאין. proshe mim of porn grobi u vloik shomi mayone is no is misgab ki da mir bris shono bi ya shmaz ki me ile bi ei mayone is misgab va mir bis le time is shein le khote fach shein le beret mo maymo shein tvo khayi ki negde yo ilo mo mato ki shak shomi miyadi kmo ikakh le yo riba no is misgab le may misgab mo mato ki shamot ayo u da mir na bohson do ma teime iloye li teime tatoye ave mi nach. So in other words, it's always counterbalanced. V'hiter abnetan, zal, inoshim, litvil, binoris, kol ashonekom. Even if it happens to be in the months where there is an abundant rainfall. V'lichashinu shemorobu nalitzu azeichu. V'rabne meya zal oye isya. V'zeu ishek. So the Rambam Gutenberg was chelek abnetan. And Rambam, where is abnetan paskin? Like Shmuel, but Rambam Gutenberg paskin like Rab, or like the other member of Shmuel. וזהו לשני, ולי נראה דאוסו מידביל בנורי, ולי קיימו לנקי שמואל, ביהוד אומר, בנערה בקיפי מברך, תחיל נפליד את ידי עד ידי, שמואל הלך למייסוס להשמינות, והיא דאומר, אין המים מתארים בזכו, אין אלו פרז ואין מתישרה, דיני דנערה בקיפי מברך, ועבדינם בעובדה, גזירה משם חרדו לשל קשומי, דישארינו לידביל בנוריס, ים רואי לום, דיני תפי מתארים בזכו, ויסאבר דרוב הנטרים, ולא יד דינארה מקיפי מדבר, ויוסר למישרה למדבר בחרדו של קשומים, תאין זרם מקשומים הזכלים, בדל ירשור, ויהנה לא מתארה בזכלים, וכל הנטרים. This is what Rambam Gutenberg says. So what does Rambam Gutenberg say? That actually, Rav also agrees with the halacha of nare mikifei mivrech. And that's the Gemara in Taini, Sein lechotefach sheiret beres vermailo, Shein tvachayim kenegdei, Eilu memato. So it doesn't mean that it is spontaneous. The moment a measure of rainwater comes down, so immediately that the hay emanates two measures of water. No, it's not that. It means because of the innate capacity of Ino to emanate water from itself, so Mimele, we do not have to consider it from a quantitative standpoint. So Mimele, qualitatively, we can say that for every measure of rainfall water, there are two measures of tain water. So Mimele, Rav also agrees with that. And Midrash say, so according to Rav, you can be tame its own nor, it should be mitaya bizeichlin, kolashono, even in the period of abundant rainfall. But why does Rav say that you can only be, it's only mitaya bizeichlin? Was being mitishreduvat, in other words, when there is no abundant rainfall. That's because of a special zera de rabbanon. And why would the Chachomim geize, because gzeiro mishum chardo eshal shomim, because if it would be allowed to be tamed in the Norris, in the time of rainfall, so then people will say, what difference does it make? In the Norris, when we have a lot of rainwater in the Nor, or a hardless Elkshonim that was constituted exclusively by rain. And of course there, it's not Mitaya Bezeichel Midrais. So in other words, what we see from this Rambam Gutenberg, that even according to Rav, who says that Nohoreis are not mitayar bizeichlin except in certain seasons when we know there is no rainfall, so it's only Rabbah. But Midrashe, everybody agrees with the halacha of Nar Mikifim Mivrach. That's the reason as to why you see, I mean, the Ramo paskens like the Marik, even though most Rishenim do not agree with the Shita of the Marik, most Rishenim. And according to most Rishenim, so in the original area, Yuki, it's Mitaya Bezeichlin, even if it's Chobo Neitven Lazeichlin. Still, the Mechaber and Ramo, they are both Machmir. Why is he such a maker in regard to Nohores, when in regard to Nohores, on the contrary, most Rishenim pasken like Rav, not like Shmuel? Apparently, because of this Rosh, the Rosh says that there is no machlikes between Rabbi Shmuel and Raise. It's only a machlikes in the Rabbanon. So Mimele is making. So Mimele is making. Alright, so Mimele is making. Alright. I think we'll leave it here. Alright, now for next time. I went over all the shittes, because it's very important to know all the shittes of Rishonim. I think that I mentioned all the shittes in connection with Rabbi Leitvin or Azichron, Rabbi Zichron or Leitvin. I mean, 9 shittes. I mean, and maybe there are more shittes, but I don't know what these shittes. In order to see, I mean, that even though most, according to most Rishonim, so you can, it's mitayah b'zeichlin, even in the case of Rabbi Leitvin or Azichron, in the original area, and in the extended area, so then in the case of Rabbi Zeichlin and Leitvin, it's mitayah zeichlin, still the Mechaber and Ramo, they pass the chum. Alright, so we leave it here. Now, for next time, is to go over, what you have to go over, if you want to know Mikvos, you have to go over. Now, I don't ask you, I don't expect you to know every line in the Bes Yosef and Simei Shalom, but the Bes Yosef, where he mentions the Chulis HaRajko, and then the correspondence between him and the Rabbi Yosef Taitzik, as to the Pshat and the Rajko, that you have to go over, because it will come up time and time again, and in most of the Shailas in Kvoyes, so you have to know the whole Shakal Kari between the Bes Yosef and Rabbi Yosef Taitzik. So it's Vidashi Kosim HaRajko, it's the Bes Yosef that begins at the beginning of the first column of that Kufa Medale, Vidashi Kosim HaRajko, and there he mentions the whole Machlekes, yeah, up to Kosava Mordechai. I mean, the whole correspondence between him and Rabbi Zitaychik, I mentioned that when learning Mishnayos, so the Machlekes between the Bes Yosef and Rabbi Zitaychik in the Pshat and Rajko. Oy mayon han yo do ma von kein mit kai mayon de holshu de hakel is was that too but no one mentions that chike that even kein mit mayon de files of our pockets that is no one I didn't see any of the nice kein ze mo shna ramba mo to ko kat oyo so vi as do ra kama lo mi bo im ro hat so bi mer khet vi de ro hat so at mo bi khol bu po ela fi o lo mo de shvihe dize meilin teskabi ma shi yochim nitvile. ושבירן פירה שהם קרויים וקיומים, דיבר, אוי על די גדר, שאיסה סביבו, ועוז הם זכלים, מספסורים, דחסיב אך מיום, ודעשינו מיום מתאיה בזכלים, ומקווה מתאהרת בזכלים. So, the lotion of the Mechaber is, מי מיום מתאהרים, אב בזכלים, even זכלים. That means, needless to mention, שבירן. That means that מיום can be mitayah b'zeichlin and b'shberen. I mean, all the Rishonim have that shita, that Mayon is mitayah b'shberen also, not only b'zeichlin. But there is one shita of Rishonim, Kineged, and that is, I never mentioned it, that is the shita, the Ritvoi Makes Davdalet, in the name of the Rav. So he says that Mayon is mitayah only b'zeichlin, but b'shberen not. However, he agrees that Yam is mitaya b'shberen also, not only b'zeichlin. Why? Because, as the Mishnah points out, so there is a special zeras hakosuv u'mikvei hamayim kor yamim, that Yam has a din of mikve, and for that reason, so we pass like Rav Yosi. So mele it's zovim u'mtzoroyim cannot even be teveil in a yam, they require mayon mamish, not yam. But that has nothing to do with yam being able to be mitaya b'zeichlin. Why not? So, as Rashi in Shabbos points out, because the reason as to why mikve is not mitaya b'zeichlin, because zeichlin is not the natural state of the water in the mikve. Masha'inkin in yam, it is the natural state. So mele, it has nothing to do with the Shem Mikve or Shem Mayon. It only has to do with the fact that in the Mikve it's not, flowing water is not the natural state of water, and in a Mayon it is the natural state. So really true indeed that Yam has a Chalei Shem Mikve or Mikvah Mayim Kor Yamim, but the natural state of the water in the Yam is flowing water. So maybe it's kosher. But essentially, yam has a chalish and mikveh, not mayon. So Mele, even though the roshiti is that mayon is not mitayav, is not mitayav beshberen, only bizechli, that's only ligabi mayon. But ligabi yam, since it has a chalish and mikveh, so it can be mitayav beshberen because it has a chalish and mikveh, but at the same time it can be mitayav bizechli because even though it has a chalish and mikveh, the natural state of the water is echli. Alright. But there is a shite that in a mayon mamish, so can only be mitaya bizechli, but beshberenet, beshberenat. But you see that the Shulchan Aruch paskens explicitly connected that. He says, me mayon mitarin av bizechli. That means, but certainly beshber. Alright. Vimrobu hanetvim ala zechli. Now here there's a very strange task. Now we discussed all the shittes. How many shittes did we mention? 8, 9. 9 shittes. But we discussed all the shittes, and it appears that the Mechaber paskens, the Mechaber and Ramo paskens like the Marik. Alright. Kosu bitrum sadeshen simen rei sadidalet. Shomaiti makshim, maishne neitrim di pasle zeichlim birbi yoson, umatkinu lo mitira zeichlim, umayim shubim di pasle hamitle ligamre, ואפיל הוכה אימו יוקבו מקווה של מומסו דינוק מיסיך אפיל אלף סוי שוב בביבה סחס לא יפסלו כמו שקוסה בסינן זה סיף תסבוב וניפלו המים אפילו כלשהו So the, what's the kasha with Tumas Adeshin? The Tumas Adeshin's kasha is how is it that in connection with the psul of shuvim so we have the aloha that once there is memso in the mikveh so you can dump even a thousand of shuvim. And 1,000 doesn't mean 1,000, 10,000, and 100,000 too, if it's only possible. So the halacha is that it does not become possible. Except the Raive Chite of Nosen Sov and Notel Sov. And the Raive Chite, so the Tzemach Tzedek says, is also only in the Rabbanon. All right. Even if we say that Kuli Shov or Rubi Shov is possible in the Raise, but this halacha of Nosen Sov and Notel Sov, that if you do it 21 times, so it becomes possible. So that's even according to the Ravid, but all the other Rishonim are chilek on the Ravid. The Ravid is a yochid. So the Mildaloch is that once you have memso in a mikveh, so you dump all the shuvim in the world, so it doesn't pass. Even though ultimately the rov of the water happens to be of the original shuvim water, so it still becomes kosher. So why doesn't the same halacha apply to Zeichli? To Zeichli. So once you have a mayon with Zeichli, so even if you dump Netvin 1,000 tzor, so it should be kosher. The same. All right. I mean, actually, it's no kasha because there we have a special halacha of ashoke. So the kasha is, why shouldn't the concept of Hashoke apply to Zeichlin also? In other words, that if you have a mikveh of Zeichlin, I mean mayon, a mayon of Zeichlin, so then even the Aleph Sof of Neitvin through Hashoke with the Zeichlin, so the Shem Neitvin should be pop. I mean, it's not a kasha, but this is what they are. So he says that the Tumas Adeshen is that kash. V'tiret shom v'tumas Adeshen, because of a rosh, the atam shein shuvim peis la'amik v'dahavi kel nizri u'biseichu, v'areyim kim chubor u'ksher. Atka. So that's the teretz. Because there is a loch of zriye. Zriye is effective ligabe avkoas shem shov, but not ligabe havkoas, the aloche of zeichli that me mikve that make shomim is not mitaya bezeichli. Nicha akushye deika.
די פסול שובי מו דהב קיפלוש נעל יודו ולכך מהנה בזוו פי ישחש ומחבור אבל פסול די נטרי שאינו מתארים בסחילו אינו מתאם שאינו פלושי דו מקווה שלמה מיני טווים כשאירו ואפילו אוכל מתארים על די סחילה הלכך למהנה בזרויה שניסרו במי מזכלי ולמהנה אלו ישב יתום ושלמחובה עד כאן ומרי חומי זל תירץ כושי לתרומס עד השם דישן ישובים שהם קשירים מן התר כי מבויה לכמון בסימן זה מה שאין כי הם בפסול נטרין שהוא מן התר So what's the Bach's terets? That the reason is why there is a shoke gabi shuvim is because shuvim is kosher matir. Shuvim is kosher matir. Mashenk in the psul of neitvi. So if it's eiche, so that is not a mikshomi. The natural state is not eiche. So if it is eiche, so then it's possible the reis. The reis says on the mele there is no ashok. No, how about the ashoke of tume? So that the answer is the ashoke of tume is a special zeros akosu. Just as there is haloche of zriye ligabe zroim, gabi zroim hatlushi. So if they want mikabel tume, let's say you had carrots or vegetables that want mikabel tume from sherets, and then you planted these vegetables, so the tume is poka. So there is a special zeros akosu. That by planting a dovo hatolush that is tomei, so the tumi is poka. So there is also similarly there is also exerzakosu by planting the water in the mayim atlushim in the mikveh, so it becomes mechuba. So the tumi is poka. So that's exerzakosu ligabei. That's exerzakosu ligabei mayim tmeim. It has no application to anything else. But ligabi shuvim, because it's only with rabbanon, so that's why hashok is effective. But ligabi tabinetvim, it doesn't apply. With me, only hanach terutim. Do behed yetnan, so he is masik on both terutim. Avbom terutim. In other words, what was the tumas adeshes teretz? That hashok is only shayach ligabi shov, because what is the psul of shov? Shov means that it was poured by the yodom. In other words, tolush. That the mayim, because the original state of water is mechuber. Where is the source of water? The source of water is from the rivers, rain, rivers, yam. So also the basic sources of water contain what kind of water? Mayim that is mechuber, not mayim that is tolush. When does the water become shov? When you are tailish the water, let's say from the river, from the river or from the rainfall. Now the rainfall is also mechuber. As the rain comes down from the clouds, so it's mechuber. So, but when you fill up a kli with it, so then you are tailish the water. So essentially, shov means mind pushing. Mind pushing. So mimele, there is aloche of zriye. What do you do when you are zriya, when you are mashik the water in the mikveh? You are in effect planting them, and you are mechaber them to the karka. You are mechaber them to the mayim amchuborim the karka. So mimele, hashok is effective. Because the psul is grounded, the psul of shov is grounded in the fact that the mayim, which originally were mayim amchuborim, Mayim bikarka were nislish. So since the psul of shuvim is grounded in the fact that there was a change in that water from mayim shebikarka, mayim choborim to mayim atlushim, so you are mechabed the water to the karka again. You make it again mayim amchuborim lekarka. So that's why Ashok is effective. Mashenik in the psul of zeichlin. In Neitvim, the psul of Zeichlin in my Neitvim, so that has nothing to do with the fact that it was Nislesh. So Mele Ashoke cannot change it. And that seems to be a very good teretz. So, but the Taz is Masik on both tools. So he says, Utmile Hanach Tutsi, Tobehet Nam Bevirkei Dimikvoitz. מיון שהוא מושר כנעדו, והמשיכי הרי הוא כמו שהויו, וזה כהה הנטבים שריבה בים היון, כמו שכוסף בסיוסף בשם הרם כאן. I mean, this stars is a very strange stars. So what kind of a kasha is it? We just saw that while there are so many shittes, and most Rishenim hold that L'chol HaPoches in the original area where water was flowing before, so even if there is an abundance of Netvi, so then it becomes Muta. So, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pasken like this, Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Marik. So what is the shita of the Marik? That if it's Robu Netvin ala Zechli, then it's not kosher. So what's the kashe? What's the kashe from the Mishnah of Mayim Shul Moshe Kenado, Vimshich Arayuk Mishihoyo, Vizekoi Anetvin Sheriba Mayim, according to the Marik? So what does it mean? Vimshich Arayuk Mishihoyo. Even though the Marik doesn't explain it the way the Rash, that they only did, he just dug channels, according to Marik, he did dump water. But how much water did he dump, according to Marik's pshat? A minimum of water. So the Mishnah tells us that it's Ariuk Meshehoyo if he dumped a minimum of water. But if there is rov water of Netvim, so in Echaname, then it's not kosher. So what's the kasha? So apparently, he assumed, like the other Rishenim, that's why he asked. But actually there is no kashe, because the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Marik. So his kashe is directed against the Trumas HaDeshe and the Bach, alibe the other Rishonim, not alibe the Psak of the Mechaber. Because according to Mechaber, there is no kashe, he paskens like the Marik. Alright. So that's one kashe. We got Marai, because we see it, Koyan Eitzim Shiriba Maya, because we see it, Maran, Enochaname, the Ran explains it that way, but the Mechaber doesn't pass in that way. We got Marai, which is a little bit somber. Im Kam Chazinon, the Abinetri Mehane Hechsher Amayon, even though the Mea Mayon is only a minimum of water relative to the Mea Neitri. Alright, so that's a kashe alibe the shit of the Ran, but it's not a kashe alibe the pisak of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Mechaber. But Rabbi, im ki chazil abnei di malei achshar amayim, muvad ze gam kei, temili, machiluk bin ze leze, mali shatonu shnase al di ze kim chuber, o yam chuber nase mechuber komeyo. And that's no kashe. There is very good logic in the Trumas HaDeshen Teretz, because the Trumas HaDeshen says, when is a shoki effect? Where do we find Ashoke that is effective? Ashoke is effective in Mayim Kmeim, and Ashoke is effective in Mayim Shurim. Now, so in both, so why did it become Tome, the Mayim Kmeim? Mayim Shemikarke cannot be Kabul Tome. Only Mayim Plushim can be Kabul Tome. So the Mele, if the Mayim in the Kele became Tome, because they were Nislesh from the Mayim Shemikarke, so then the Torah says, if you plant the same mayim in the mayim shemikarke, in the mikveh, that's the mayim shemikarke, so then the tumah is spoken. And the same thing is true, ligabi shuvim, whether it's rice and the rabbonon. According to Trumas HaDeshen Teretz, it doesn't make any difference. You see, that's the Bach's Teretz. But so the Trumas HaDeshen Teretz, according to Trumas HaDeshen Teretz, even if we say the shuvim is supposed to be the rice, but the psul of shuvim is grounded in the fact that this mayim was nislash from the mayim shemikarke. That's what shov means. What does shov mean? You take a kele and you fill it up. And you fill up from the river. Or you put a kele as the rain drops. So you are tailing mayim from the mayim hamchubor. So the psul of shov is grounded in the fact that you are tailing the mayim from the mayim in their natural state that is mechuber. So then you can be mafkiyet by reverting them back to their natural state by planting them in the karke, in the mikveh. It's a very good story, but he doesn't like it. The Taz doesn't like this one. Mivadze gam tamili. Machiu bezel ze. Mali shatom shnase al bezakim chuber. O yam chuber nase b'chuber kamei. V'nir al yales daite lechire. Dikush yemi koreles. Dokos abesios v'shemarai ve. Dibra masriel. ובאמר שרוצה מריץ שמסניס לנדל שזכרתי דימש מפים ריבונית ולהזיכלין כושר ההוד יאמרינו מנו פרושה מגיר בנית מהזיכלין דשמע מנו דריבונית ופסל ופרוס מי מושכו ותירית דינר פרוס כי משפגיע לבובל וקורא בקיץ ובמסק שומעים הקשומים רובים עולות וממשיך נעשי עד כאן הווה כאילו המיון הימד ואין איזה יחל די יש ביסייב די מאסליסן די נאדל די בזעק איז ריבן אייטווין אין מיטייער בסחיל און מיר זעט און ריי אין חולא נאר איז מסמאט אין די קייט און מיר זאג שון מיי שרין ווייס אין חובים אין מחבייליך די שון מיטאר אין ביזעך ווין קיין אין קאן קושע זאל טרוס אדש די בהמע זי וואב מי קורע קאן זייך און וואך שון נסראב שון נייטווין אויך נאמע דעם האל קים שמאיון מיי שחו Elu di kosher. Oh, so he says, how does he answer that kashe? So he says that that the Bes Yosef says that even though from the Mishnah of Nadal, it's mashma, that even if it's ribonit ven lazech, even if the bulk of the water happens to be that is dumped, is native, still it remains kosher. So why is it becoming nahar pros? When there is an abundant rainfall, so we say that it's not considered as mimayon. So he says that the cholanoris, since the nahar pros and every river that is like nahar pros, that it becomes when there is no rainfall, it diminishes. So the water is reduced to a minimum, and in autumn or in winter, when there is a lot of rain, so then it starts flowing. So melee in the summertime, so it's considered like a mayon that is aimed. Now the Mishnah Nadal distinguishes between a flowing mayon, a mayon hameshich, and the mayon aimed. So he says that a river that always in the summertime becomes diminished to a minimum, and in the autumn and in the winter it because of the abundant rainfall it keeps on flowing, so then it's considered like a mayonnaise. What is a mayonnaise? That naturally it wasn't flowing, but as a result of dumping mikshomim into it, so then it starts to be meishich. So here too, as a result of the abundant rainfall, it starts to be flowing. Well, there's a big difference, you see, because the river never becomes still. Only thing is, the question is as to the distance over which the flowing water traverses. But now, of course, the Euphrates River certainly in the summer doesn't become converted into still water. I mean, it's very strange. So we tell it no apros kish magiel bovel who kolo bikayitz uve meisak shomim hakshomim robim olov umamshich leisei al kol chochave kiilu hoyo hamayon imid venizeichim. Die Isse, wie sehen wir die Maslissen, die Nadel der Bose, Kischeribo und Neitwin in Mitaia Bischel. Und wie sehen Don Arayved, die Chola Nore, die Schemismatin bei Kaiz. Und wenn ich sage, schon mit Meishri Weissi, die Chola im Eilach Weilich, die schon mit Mitaia Bischel. Wie im Kei, ein Kampf Kusche schon Trumes Adeschen, die BMS, die haben mich kommen kann Sechlin, wie auch schon Nisrabe schon Neitwin, auch ein Name dem Hane, Kibu Shemayo Meishichu. So in other words, so what is he saying? He's saying that a Noor, that diminishes its flow in the summertime. So mainly in the summertime and in the wintertime, so the flow is increased. So mainly it's considered like a mayon emit that becomes a Mayon Meshech as a result of dumping water. So if the Mitzias had been that in the summertime the Euphrates River would have only still water, not flowing water, alright, then we can understand the analogy. But it's not so. The Euphrates River in the summertime is also flowing water. But it doesn't traverse such an extensive terrain area as in the winter. So how can we equate it with the Mayonite? It's strange. I mean, but this is what it says. So then, but so the mele the kasha he says of the Trumas HaDeshen is no kasha. Elo the kasha adayin. So mimadi se bisifches chutzolam muta mitam shamayim amuotim itarim hapsul mam rubim kmo shikusafti shom bishim rosh vichei misiviut mayo shimshich librei choshin yish bonei tvin. So yes, the kasha from sifches. What is mentioned in sifches? That's the Mishnah of Shekis. So, if let's say you have, let's say, a Shekis, and Mayon Shemikalach Lesechkli, possibly it would be Mayon Shemikalachli, Beilacha Sheyotamak, Vim Hamayon Mikaleach Altsvasakli, Liseche, Techakli also Litvay, Vichutso Vimuta, Afilim Hamayon Shemiseche, Mirubin. That means like this. Here you have a Mayon. And here you have a shaker, it's a keilah. Let's say this is the keilah. This is the keilah. And so all the water from the mayon falls into the shakers. And then some water falls directly into the teich of the shakers, and some water, a minimum of water, just drops of water, glide, pass over the rims of the shakers. The rims of the shakers. It's better, I mean, to make it with a Gemara. So in other words, so here's the mayon goes, and the bulk of the water falls into the teich of the shakers. And then, but some water glide over the rim. Then they pass out beyond the shakers. So all the water that entered the teich of the shakers, the moment it overflows, so it passes here. And the water that has always been gliding and passing mildly on the rim of the shakers also goes outside. So then the two waters combine. So Mimele, we say, even though this water that entered only 5 minutes ago into the teich of the shakers became shov, but now that it overflows and it comes in contact with the water that passes from the rim here, so it becomes toyer. In other words, the shov, the shiva is poka. Even though the water that passes over the rim consists of 500 drops, 1,000 drops, and this is millions of drops of water. So we don't say, still we say that ashoke is effective. So there's the kasha.
וכוש עדיין מדהיסה בספרס חוץ לא לימוד המטעם שהמים המורות הם מתארגן הפסול ממרום כמו שכתבתי שם בשם ראש וכן מסביון מיון שהמשיכה לבריחו שיש בנית דחושת כמיון והבא לנעמק גם כאן שהזיך לניתר הוא הניתרים. So just as we say over there the זיך לי the 500 drops that pass beyond the rims are mitaye, the bulk of the water, the shuvim, so here too, the zeichlin, the miut zeichlin, should be mitaye the native in the river. In other words, let's say the Euphrates River, so had a miut of water in the summertime. Now in the wintertime, so it has an abundance of water. So, but that water that was contained in the Euphrates River in the summertime is still there in the winter. So let that mute water be mafkia, the psul of zeichlin, of the abundant water. Just as the mute water that goes beyond the rim is mafkia, the psul of shov, of the bulk of the abundant water that
is overflown from the teich of the sheik. Va meine neme gam kan shazich li taranit. Ve acharo yu nivanu itarit. Di hoche posel mitayme di chashino. Shafshor ha-shlogim mukshomim. Yerdi nimokim goveya. She eitzel svasanor. U boze in chibu. Di kaimul in katafras in chibu. Vim kin chashino shemotidio beisimokim madren. ושום יחיבו לזכרים, הנמשוך למטה מהמיון, ונמצא שדבר לזה מוקים פסול בזכרים. ויש ראי לו זה מה שכוס הפעמור בחי וחסנידה, וזה לשני רב יו היקשו יכתיב למינו, ועל הכתף חס דרך ירידוס אין החיבו, ויש רימה עד דווקא למיילו עם נטווה, עד כל שני, על כל כך הוכנמי יש שש, שמו למיילה הבקול המקשומים, ולו עם ההן החיבו דלמטו למי שתיב למיילו. So what does he say? He says that the reason is why the Shulchan Aruch paskens that if it's Robo Neitven or Azechli, im Robo Mekshomim al Mei Ano, so in the Mitarim Bezechli, Elo Bezh Beiren, is because of his special Zeire. Mishum Chadale Shal Mekshom. Chadale Shal Mekshom. Who mentioned that special Zeire we saw? That the Rosh Yilchus Lidah mentioned it. In the name of the Maram Rutenberg. So he says, it's not that Rav is Chilik, and the aloche of and the member of Shmuel of Nare Mikifim is Borech. It's not that he's chilek, but he's made it that Nare Mikifim is Borech. What is Nare Mikifim is Borech? Nare Mikifim is Borech means that the Noor has such a potential, has the capacity of emanating water without a limit. So Mele, even though at a particular moment, so mathematically, so quantitatively speaking, so the Mekshomim is more than the Mimayon, but qualitatively, it's always, the Mimayon is always considered to be more. This is the Pshat in Na'am Mekifim Mizborech. So Rav is made it to that. But the reason is why Rav says that Na'am Pros is only Mitayah Yeminis Mitishre, not the other months, is because of Exere, that if we allow tefillah in the Na'al Pros, so people say, now what difference does it make between the Na'al Pros, where the bulk of the water is constituted by Mekshomim, and Echad L'Shol Kshomim. Sometimes, if it has been raining a lot, so you have a pool of rainwater, and that water is not Mayon. So that water, if it is Echli, so if it is, it happens to be accumulated in a slant, let's say on a hill, so then it's possibly the Raise, because that is exclusively of Mekshomim. So, and that bears a similarity to the water in Har Pros, let's say in the months when there is an abundant rainfall. So because of that, the Chachomim puzzled. Nohores, Tvila bin Nohores, because of Exere, Mishum Chardale Shalksham. Mishum Chardale Shalksham. So, the Rosh mentions that. We saw it last time. In Yilchus Mikvoyos. In paragraph Yud. In paragraph Yud. So he says, "V'hiter ab netamzal l'moshim midro b'noras klashon ekulo v'lichashinu shemarobon eitun azechli." Why? Because Na'ar Mekifim is Borech. V'rab Nemeyazal demaram Rutenberg hoyeiseya v'zel sheinei v'limiradosali b'noras v'lichamilon kishmuel b'hodom Na'ar Mekifim mivrech. D'chibin d'pliya d'idea d'idei shmuel aloch lemaisos lashminon. V'hidom arayamayim tarim b'zechlin elapod v'yimetishre d'nei d'Na'ar Mekifim mivrech lo yavdinom b'uvde gzeire mishum. So in other words, why does Rav say that it's Osea? Because of Gzeirem Shal Shomim. Di Sharinon Lidbo Binoreis, Yem Roelom, Di Neitvim Mitarim Mizeichlin, Di Savre Druba Neitvim, Vlo Yadi Di Nare Mikifim Mirvech, Vi Osem Mishra Lidbo Bechardle Shal Shomim, Da Haini Zerem Mikshomim Hazeichlin Midalye Shalor. So the Maram Rutenberg mentions it in connection with the Noor. But he doesn't mention it in connection with the Mayon, because a Noor, so that becomes abundant in rainwater in the period of abundant rainfall, so is very similar to a hardless el shomim that is constituted by abundant rainfall. So the mill the chachomim or gezer, but the Maram Rutenberg doesn't say that the chachomim applied that gzeire ligabi mayon, only ligabi no, because in no there is an analogy to a hardless el shomim. Not ligabi mayon, not ligabi mayon, but the Taz adapts the same svara ligabi mayon. So in other words, the Taz is very strange. According to the Taz, so midiraisa, baby mayon, baby no. So if you had originally in mayon, and then you dumped into it an abundant meinatrim, so through the process of ashoke, so all the mekshomim acquire chalishem mimayon. Why? Through the aloha of ashoke. Where do we find ashoke? As a matter of fact, it's very mistabel like the Trumas Adeshen. The aloha of ashoke is only shayach with ligabe psul or ishem that is grounded in the fact that it was nislash. Let's say mind made. So mind should be karake, cannot be mikabotu. Mayim shebikli can be mikabel tome. Why is it that mayim shebikli can be mikabel tome? Because they were nislesh from the karaki. So the reason as to why they were capable of being mikabel tome is because of the fact that they were nislash. Had they not been nislash, so then they wouldn't be mikabel tome. So mainly the Torah says, if you plant them again, so the tome is broken. The same thing is true of shorim. What is shorim? What's the definition of shorim? The definition of Shov is Mayim Hanisploshim from their state of Chibur. That's Shov by definition. So Melee, if you are Mashik in the Mikveh, what does it mean? You plant them again. You make it Mechuber again to the Mikveh, to the main Mikveh. So Melee it's Pokah. But what bearing does it have to the Psul of Zeich? There is Aloche that main Mikveh, main Eitvi. That is Eichel. So it's possible. So what if you have, if you are mashing it to a mute of Memayon? Meichel Teise. That as a result of the contact of the Meinetri with the Memayon, even though the Memayon is a minimum and the Meinetri is abundant, that the Shem Neitri should be poka from the abundant minate. Meir Deise. It's very mistaken what the Thomas Adesha says. But still the Taz, for some reason, he holds that Hashoke can accomplish everything. In other words, Hashoke, the fact that one type of Mayim is Mechubea to another type of Mayim, so should be capable of being Mafkia any Psul of Mayim. So he says in Achname, Midrais it is like that. But it's a special Rabbanon. And that Rabbanon that Rishini mentioned, the Rosh mentions it, and also the Mordechai in Shabbos mentions it. In the name of Maram Rutenberg. But they both mention it only in connection with Neores, when there is an abundant rainfall. So then the Chachomim were Gezer. So why do they have to resort to a special Rabbanon of Gezer, Mishim Chadla Shokshomim? Because of Shmuel's memory now, Mikifin Mivrech. Mashenke, Ligabi Mimayon, if we agree with the Shita of the Marik, so then the Demidraise, the Psul of Zechlin cannot be Poka. Because Hashoke is only effective, Ligabi Mayim Tmeim and Ligabi Mayim Shurim, that's all. All right. Now, in Pirik Bar Meishon, it's in the Mordechai Shabbos, in this Gemara, it's Dafayin Dalet, the second column, Dafayin Dalet on Dalet. Now, Mishivim Mivrech, we read that from the Bes Yosef. The Bes Yosef quoted that Mordechai. He mentions something very strange to certain people. I mean, called the children. I mean, of Benido and Mamzer. I mean, that's a toy is gomo. I mean, Benido is not a Mamzer. Now, I'm giving me back. Pierce of the Tam, the Hochi Yuchazin, whom it is Kach Motor and Lidio Kolash, Hanor is Kolashona Kolo, the Hashin and Shamir Bonito Azechi, the Rabbin Meir. Eisel Lidl Benoris, do Kaimon Kishmuel, the Chayish Lribias Nathan Azechi, the Yeshe Kerim Tagor al Diver Rabbin Meir, She Eisel Lidl Benoris, the Imrim, She Bol Asis Mamzer and Mafreya. So apparently in those days there were also people, I mean, who didn't know much and they liked to criticize. So, She'imim She'bol Asis Mamzer and Mafreya, Kol Anilat Mitvilas Neoris, Ve'isik Li'odom Teimei, Do Afilu B'Nilat Nanida B'loish Mitvile. So in other words, Ye'shekirim Tager Al Maram Rutenberg. Maram Rutenberg is a Machmir. So in other words, anyone is a Machmir is a Baal Machlekes. So they called him a Baal Machlekes and that he was made to last because he said that the Tvile in Neoris is not a good Tvile. So in other words, so they said that he was made to last on all those children who were conceived through a Tvile in those Neoris. In other words, that he called them Mamzer. But, I mean, that doesn't make sense. So he says, Ve'isom ne'odom te'imei. Da'afilu b'neilad min anido b'loishim tvile ein avlad mamzer. Kidamrin beperish bekachilis, hakl made him bala nido shin avlad mamzer, vle hada afilu cholo, kidamrin beperish kapual yvente. Eile ato is a cholo, vi ato is a cholo, habom in anido. I mean, it's remarkable that he spends time pointing out that criticism of the Maram Gutenberg is not justified. I mean, why should he even spend time? I mean, pointing out that their criticism of Maram Gutenberg is not justified. Vi kolch knoche, the old solo twile mit reise, el gzeire der abonnu, vi khatkhile, gzeire os to khavle shol kshomim, ki li pagishes, vim kei, af avlod es dem ikorik shirin gmurim, biloishim gam beilom, af le divre rabinu meh. Avdu rabia. So the same thing, I mean, the Rosh mentioned the name of Rabinu Meir. So they mentioned that Gzeire in regard to Nehores, because by Nehores there is Aloche of Nare Mikivim Mivrech. So even Rav is made that Nare Mikivim Mivrech. But with Rabbonon, the Tvile is not a good Tvile because of Gzeire Mishumchaz Mishonim. Mashaikim by Mayon, according to the Marik. So we cannot say by Mayon Mayon Mikivim Mivrech that even though the mind can also emanate, but it always emanates every one moment, it emanates very little water. It keeps on emanating without a limit. Now, I mean, it doesn't stop. But every particular moment, how much water do you see coming out from the mind? Just a minimum of water. Mashenkin in no. So you see an abundance of water emanating. So the Maram Rutenberg says it only in connection with Noor, not in connection with Mayon. In connection with Mayon, so the Maram Rutenberg has the shite that even if there is a rov mikshamim, but in the same area, in the original area, so everything has a halishem in mayon, but not because of ashoke, but for a different reason, because of the chshives of mayon, so it cannot be, so the mayon cannot become bottle below, but not because of ashoke. Now, but the Taz, he applies the concept of ashoke. Mimele, he applies the same concept of Ashoke to Meimayon and Meinor the same way. So then he has the Kashe. So why don't we apply the Ashoke to a case where it's Robo Meinitrim al Meimayon? Whether it's Meinor or Meimayon? So he says, Midarai say Nachanam. So even if it's Rabboni Itzvin al Azeichlin, so it's still kosher. Because through the Halacha of Ashoke. But the reason is why. The reason is why the Mechaber says, "Vim Rabbo Ani Itzvin al Azeichlin, v'chim Rabbo Meik Shomel Mi'anor, in Mitar Mizeichel Beshbeiren." That's because of a special Gzeirem Shechadosh Lokshamim. But even though that Gzeirem is mentioned, but that Gzeirem is mentioned by Marame Gutenberg only Gabino, but not Ligabe Mayon. And Ligabe Mayon, according to the Marik, someone have checked, according to the Marik, Gabi Mayon, so Midrash it is possible. By Mayon. Alright. V'chein nochin lehiris lehachmi. In other words, like the Marik. Perish litvil binoris mitam shemo lehachmi litvil. Mitam shemo yirbushom ikshomim vavshor ashlogim. So what it means, little binoris, it means to be machmir, to refrain from being teru minoris. That's what it means. The proper thing is to be machmir. So little binoris, mitam shemayir b'shom ikshomim v'afshor ashlod. Ve'ilo im itarin raki shein kvuyim b'mokim echod. V'ayne b'ashbiron, shu loshin karo, v'chol noor uzeichit. וסחילי מהנה רק המיון הוא ממקי מקרי, כנערי מקיף ומסבורך, שאין לכו טיפו ירד ממיילו, שאין בוים כנגדו שתי טיפס מומטו מנתם. Now, then, he says, סיפי. מקווה שיש לו לכחובים, ומקווה מנסחר, אלא מלכחובים או לא, אלא אם כי יש במקווה חובה לפסור. Or Rav Kosef can help you to see Bess Yosef. Vitam al divra teo. She Kosef stam. Eil ha mele lichovim. Mash mafu bi yeish chofal lepsoi. Vi orosh Kosef vichuve di bi yeish chofal lepsoin. Tal yemils. So in other words, the Bess Yosef, we went over the Bess Yosef inside. So the Bess Yosef raises the question against the tourist why he was saying. He was saying. So that as if we cannot believe David Kechovim, even if originally they were Chofalef so Mayim Shinim Shum. So V'Rosh Kosav V'Chuvah D'B'Yesh Chofalef so Tal Milse. So in other words, so that if there was Chofalef so originally Mayim Shinim Shumim, then we can rely on that mikveh. Obviously, to go around with Yosef as a divada, I am a slim and meanly, you hobby, my food, me to do sweet in Rabono. Kidash come the Hamid Duchte Bitalmut. Call Shin Kandi, Shanoel and Hobby, Imim Leo, the Nepus Hides, Al came with mainly Cloud, Afro Bim Leo. Hey, Hashi, Shash and Exero. Hello. So, in other words, he is massacred on the Miss Yosef. The Miss Yosef says, the Miss Yosef is to me on the two. And then he says that the pshat and the two is the same thing, even though his language is soso. But he says that the Rosh says that when can't we trust the Akum? That the mikveh is any show only if originally there wasn't Chofalufso. But if originally